Welcome to another episode of Ecosystem TV. Today, we have a very special guest, Sharad Kumar Agarwal, who has an extensive experience managing and leading IT environments in large companies in India, including a conglomerate with a lot of legacy, JK Tyres. His experience as a CDIO is especially relevant in today's world, where organizations are focusing on business outcomes and a unification of the digital and IT services domains. A very warm welcome, Sharad, and I look forward to having another very enlightening conversation with you.
Thanks for having me, and a very flattering intro.
I want to start by asking you just how exciting it is to be a CDIO, you know, in today's data-driven world.
I personally feel, and this is probably feeling from my peer group also, this is, as of today, the most exciting place to be in. Because everybody is looking to you, looking up to you rather, to get solutions. And the demand for solutions is not like, the solutions need to be agile. Agile not just from terms of flexibility, but rather from the terms of delivery also. You need to deliver. If you deliver something late, it is something like justice delayed is justice denied. So a solution delayed is a zero solution for business, because they might have moved to a different aspect altogether. So they were, business wants to try newer things. So we have to be capable, and that there it brings the excitement. So you are in the boardroom, you are there with the last mile operator, you are with your functional head, you are with your peer group, you are with your competitors, you are evaluating technology. So lots happening. Rather, everything is happening. And if you want to enjoy it, you can enjoy it.
You definitely are enjoying it, Sharad. I can, you know, hear that in our conversations. One of the things that you mentioned in one of the earlier conversations that we've had, and it's, you know, it kind of struck a chord with me. And right now you were talking about outcome-based. You said that IT leaders are now having to become storytellers. And I'm sure our audience would love to hear more about that.
Most of the people can deliver a project. So there are two aspects to it. One is about getting the requirements and see the business use case out of it. And secondly is deliver the solution. How do you make people adopt to it by adapting to it? Mm-hmm. So first of all, when I mentioned that storytelling was more in terms of the board, means how can you sell a story? How can you build a business case and get approval from the management? And second storytelling is how you can get a buy-in from the user. So these two aspects, though, are at very different levels, but you need to be able to sell your stuff.
So while it's obviously very exciting and this new role that you have as a storyteller, there are some challenges of being a tech leader as well. Let us start by talking about some very obvious ones. You know, a lot of our customers tell us that they are suffering from an infrastructure and an application sprawl because of a more ad hoc kind of approach to tech deployments over the last few years, mostly because the primary focus has been on their customers and on enabling them. So from your point of view, how do organizations ensure a unified system, you know, in a world of SaaS, open source applications, legacy on-prem enterprise solutions, all of those? How do you unify the environment?
So actually, unification, I'll break my answer. I'll try to break it into two. Unification is the most difficult part, because you called out four things: FOSS, enterprise application, SaaS, legacy applications. Probably I will add couple, means shadow IT, in which things are happening that you might not even be knowing. And then the last one is the type of delivery that is requested, the modern apps, which can sit on top of FOSS, etc. So unification shall not be the ultimate aim. The aim shall be harmonization. Means it cannot happen that I rip and replace every system that I have, move everything to FOSS or a cloud. And the time has come, rather for last couple of years, we as tech leaders have been trying to utilize best of the words available to us. Means if something is available as a best solution in the SAS world, why to build it? But if there's something which is very unique to us and probably can't be built anywhere, then we can, of course, build it on force, on-prem. And then you have to also do a cost-value balancing act. And in some cases, now I'll try to come to the other part. In some cases, what happens that legacy apps, especially in case of legacy app, so the platforms that they are running on may not be very cyber resilient, may not be very supported from a cyber security perspective. They would might be having vulnerabilities. How to take care of that? So in that case, you'll have to move them to a different modern platform, which is secure, which is scalable. And the other part that you asked, how do we take care of the infra sprawl? Because there are ad hoc deployments. So in such cases, what we may try to do as leaders is that in such cases, deploy the newer PaaS on cloud for a trial basis. In the meanwhile, once your product is ready, is tested, so you can do the horizontal deployment or scaling on-prem, on cloud, on anywhere, means taking the business ROI into context. So one more way is, so now companies both, because in cloud world it's very easy, scaling up is very easy. Infra companies are also coming up with solutions which are not downward scalable, but they are upward scalable in smaller quants. Means it's not if you need 100, you will get 1,000. So probably you can get a multiple of 100 also. So now we'll have to wear a commercial hat and see what is bringing more value out of this. So harmonization and value optimization, wearing a commercial hat, will also be required apart from being a tech leader.
So yeah, the role is expanding, Sharad. You know, we've had you at Storyteller, and now it's a commercial leader as well. One of the things that you mentioned was cyber resiliency, and let's explore that a little bit. Ecosystem research finds that about 73% of technology leaders in India say that they think that a data breach is inevitable. Yet only 6% are going to actually increase cyber spending in 2023. So there is some level of confusion there in my mind. I see that large organizations have two large problems, right? One is many are very tools driven. You know, they have a very tools driven approach to managing cybersecurity. They did not have a holistic view of all their cyber measures. And secondly, how do they build that optimum cyber environment that keeps the organization safe without compromising customer and employee experience? So what are your thoughts on achieving, that nirvana where tech leaders can have a good night's sleep knowing that their environment is safe and their stakeholders are happy?
So what we are saying, that 3/4 of the people know that something bad may happen, but only 5% are able to invest monies over there. So probably it may go back. So are we not good storytellers to tell our board that, it's something like if you don't wear seat belts, if you are not wearing a helmet, is it as mandatory? It shall become as evident to the people who's holding the budget for me, to the management. So large organizations, they may be having best of the tools, but are these tools able to talk to each other, or will I have to manage a score of tools? Yeah. And manage so many team members to do it across the globe, because the cyber resiliency, cyber security things are not just during the business hours. Probably most of the bad thing happen when over a weekend, over a long weekend, or in the night. Means you would see, you'll be able easily able to decipher the patterns in these cyber attacks happening. So having tools is one thing, deploying. So one of the means, what I have seen, in except for a couple of organizations, most of the organizations are today moving towards a managed SOC, managed security operations center, in which you can discuss the tool, but the efficacy of the tool from a perspective of management lies with your SOC provider. So that can be sort of a better option. Again, money would have to be valued, but it still would be better if you have to, because it works on a shared service model. Else you'd be having multiple resources on multiple technologies. So your investment or your expenditure would be more rather than going for a managed SOC. But the important thing again is the managed SOC able to work across multiple tools? So the evaluation zeroing in shall be based on capability, not on the cost per se. What I'm trying to tell is that we have to choose tools as per our appetite. Sometimes the tool may be so sophisticated that as an organization, we may not have a culture to use it. We may not have appetite for its cost. So we'll have to again do a balancing act in the tools. And though the management, even apart from having SOC, so we shall have a strong CISO team to follow it and manage it and get it done by external agency. My thoughts so.
Sharad, in November, we have a joint initiative by One-to-One Connects and Ecosystem. It's called the Big Five CIO Priorities 2023, which is meant to be a forward-planning retreat for India's enterprise technology leaders. And we will be talking at length about the new forces of innovation at that forum. One such force is sustainability. What are your thoughts on that as a tech leader?
So this sustainability is starting to catch up with everyone. And just for a reference, JK Tyre has been, though I'm talking about my organization, we have been publishing our sustainability reports, though we are not mandated to. And we got a very great ESG rating of 70 plus 3 weeks back, which is supposed to be one of the best, probably one of the best in the RPR industries and auto industry in India at least. So sustainability has to be taught, sorry, not taught. It has to be ingrained as a part of culture. So sustainability is not just towards everything green. It's a bit beyond. It's how do I care for my society? What are the societal norms? How I'm trying to give back to the society? It can be by using lesser, not just lesser green products, but also investing in society so that the major discrepancies, I won't say the income levels, but a base level of equity, of health shall be maintained. And but from a tech leader perspective, there are multiple things. You can try to source things which consume lesser power. You can try to use renewable sources of energy. So this is not just tech, but business also. But you will have to bring in a dashboard in the face of everyone to see how they are doing. So they shall be able to see and visually identify, hey, I'm probably at the bottom rung in my entire ecosystem. What can I do to improve it? And sometimes very basic ideas help you go beyond. So keep yourself open to ideas from across the pyramid. Anyone can give an idea. So when getting an idea, let's not mark it as good or bad. Let's evaluate and then see. It may sound a very crazy idea, but sometimes crazy ideas give you very good results. So I personally feel that sustainability will be the fulcrum of all the organizations going forward. And it will have to embed it not just in product, in people, ultimately to find a good for society.